Here is Justin with the observation deck. Justin.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, Monto.
Thank you, David. We had a scary moment this weekend as currently Beyonce is amidst her Cowboy Carter tour. I don't know if you saw this video or not, but Saturday night she was in her hometown of Houston and she was in the middle of one of her songs, 16 Carriages, which I don't know. I don't know hardly anything from the Cowboy era.
Is this all the
era Beyonce?
The country Beyonce?
Yeah. Yeah.
I had to make sure to say the entire word and
right.
think about it first.
Don't.
Because I don't want to call
can't,
her that.
You can't do nation. Yeah. You have to stick with country or Americana.
It's not a bad album. I think it's pretty good.
I think the only one I know is the big hit, the Hold'em, Texas Hold'em one.
I like that song.
It's a good song.
The wife wore it out a lot last summer, so it's fine.
I guess the most I probably heard of that was when she did the, what halftime did she do last year?
The Super Bowl?
Was it Super? No, what was it she did?
Christmas Day?
That's the only.
Maybe it was.
I
Christmas
know a couple
Day.
Halftimes. Christmas Day, Thanksgiving,
it was the Christmas
and the Super
Day
Bowl.
Game on Netflix.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. Yeah. That was really
I saw
good.
That and that was cool. But she was doing her song 16 Carriages, and I guess during this song, she has a whole bit planned where she sits in a car that rises up in the air and is suspended. And she's like holding an American flag and, you know, she has this whole thing going. But when you watch the video, you see that she's, I don't know, 40 feet off the ground or so. Mm. Not real good with measuring that kind of stuff, but she's just slowly going across the stadium. And then you see the car start to tilt.
Uh-oh. Oh no.
And she's powering through. She's singing, although at that point when you hear her singing, because there's a lot of cell phone video of this out there, is that's what people do at concerts.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they do that when they realize that Beyonce may tumble to her death too. But there's video of her singing and you can't tell if the singing is her like really nailing like vibrato or she's really nervous that she's about to fall and she's like, you know, like a nervous wreck. So.
And by the way, this is a convertible.
Oh yeah.
She's not like inside a car.
She's not in a Sonata.
She could absolutely fall out of this thing.
The picture looks like she's driving the wrong way on turn four at Daytona. Like it's slanted like that.
Right. It's a very noticeable mm-hmm. tilt where, yeah, I imagine she's waiting for any moment the cable to snap or something, but she tries to power through, and then eventually she has to just say, stop, 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 as fans are freaking out. She's starting to freak out. Luckily, they start to lower her down, and she can get out of there, but there was a very real possibility that she could have just fell out of that thing and would have been one of the worst concert accidents we've ever seen.
Get another Owen Hart situation.
Yeah, and she's not suspended or anything in there. There's no safety harness. It looks like she's just sitting there.
And yeah, you see her holding on to the rope or the wire.
Yeah, like, I'd be out. I can't do that.
And I haven't been to a concert like this, but I see.
By the way, I don't think anybody's asking you to do a Beyonce.
You don't have to do that unless you want to really ramp it up at Ticketstock.
I mean, we got 4 weeks of shows this week in an audio medium. Maybe the next bet payoff.
Boy, you think there'd be a bunch of nervous P1s as old Montos free hanging over them at the Plano Event Center?
I think we should deliver him to the stage at Fight Night that way at the Bomb Factory.
Yeah.
Just go from the balcony to the stage.
You're in a Miata.
On wires.
See sweat beads over every P1. Like they're all like airplane sweating.
Like, is it raining? Oh, no, it's just Justin.
Hold on, where'd you get this 1996 Mazda Miata? I don't know if I'm going to get in that.
But anyway. Yeah, very, very scary moment as this could have been, a poor situation, but she's all good now. She's commenting about it on social media and she's saying, thank you. I know that if I ever fell, you would have caught me.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know. Probably would have just been a horrible accident.
Yeah, that puts the people below them in a really weird spot. If she's about 40 feet up and the beehive is below her.
Yeah.
And they love Beyonce.
Right.
They want to do anything. Are you sacrificing your body?
Boy, they might put their body on the line for her.
It's interesting.
I'd have
and
to
how
do
many people Because the Beehive would do it. That's Beyonce fans, the right. casuals out there. Taylor Swift, her fans would do it for sure.
You think like, people are doing that for Incubus?
Probably not.
Bruce Springsteen.
Sorry, dude. It's been real, man. Have a good one.
I mean, I would for Incubus.
Is ever, you think I don't... Let Everlast come tumbling down?
Everlast. It's a hell of a pull.
I don't know if the Uncle Cracker fans are going to put their bodies on the line.
No. Definitely not.
Or Jelly Roll.
I was saying what Jelly Roll's a real good
like,
one.
Like, oh, get out of the way!
At least Posty's thin now. He'd have a chance.
Right. But also, I was going to bring this up, too, because ever since Summer Chill, where me and Baldy and Lando and Ham and Cat did Metallica's For Whom the Bell Tolls, I've been on a real Metallica kick.
Hell yeah, you.
Watching... I just love watching them perform live.
You've never seen Metallica in person?
I mean, definitely not. I've only seen a couple of people in general in person. But now that I've watched, I don't know, 1,000 of their songs at different venues throughout the years, pretty much all in the last 20 years in the Robert Trujillo era, it looks like an awesome concert, man.
It's an excellent show.
It looks amazing. And what I really enjoy... is I'll watch them, you know, do For Whom the Bell Tolls, or they'll do Enter Sandman or, you know, some hit. They still seem really into it.
Yeah, they do. And it is, it makes you feel old because Kirk's got a lot of salt and pepper going on.
Boy, he's just basically salt at this point.
Yeah. That's,
he pulls it off though.
That'll humble you a little bit.
But even at the end of For Whom the Bell Tolls, when he's doing his little last bit of solo, like he's smiling and he's slamming his, Wawa bar or whatever that thing's called, like it seems like they're not beaten down, you know, by having to play the exact same set list over and over and over, even though they haven't released any major hit in, I don't know, 30 years.
They've come out with some new albums, but yeah, the classics, and they're number one on my bucket list of bands I haven't seen live yet that I need to. Because they still are, like you said, in their prime of performing.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much longer they have of that. So next time they're in Dallas, we need to make a sweet spot.
Yes.
Well, and it looks like...
That would be my fifth time.
Let's go.
Really?
Yeah.
It looks like whenever they go somewhere, they are going to the biggest arena, too. Oh, like they came here and did AT&T Stadium, right?
Yeah. We saw them at Texas Stadium back in like 2000 when Hetfield had a bad back. So you had all the other... acts try to fill in for him, and it didn't go so well.
Really?
Because you had Korn there, and Korn sucked. But
didn't you say Serge Tankian sang a song from System
Serge
of a Down?
From System came out and did Sanitarium, and it was incredible.
So that would be cool. That's,
and as weird as it is to say, because this is back when Kid Rock was at the zenith of his powers, he came out and pretty much saved the night for everybody. He did the bulk of the songs as the lead because he knew them.
Yeah.
And he has enough stage presence to where it actually worked. And then luckily they did a makeup concert like a month later out at Starplex, and that was freaking awesome.
That does seem cool. Yeah, I've looked up. They're currently on tour. They did not go through Dallas this year.
No.
The closest they went was Houston. But I guess they're in Europe right now. But yeah, I mean, everywhere they go, they're at some college football stadium or...
Did you see Vatek?
That was the one I watched last night, was they did Enter Sandman at Vatek, which is like their big fight song. And it was cool because everyone in the crowd is like 20 years old, and they're all wearing Metallica shirts. They're all really digging the song. They know every single word. And yeah, like I said, I can't get enough of it because I don't know. I guess I'm like every... almost college kid that gets into Metallica at some point. I just did it later in life.
Are you downloading their albums right now, or are you just
I do have them, yeah. YouTube? I do have the. I do like watching the live stuff a little bit more, but I do have them downloaded as well. But, I don't know, James Hetfield just... I think it's amazing to be able to play the level of music that they're playing while he's also singing.
And to see where he was back in the mid-80s as a front man to where he is now. I mean, he's matured
I mean, he's
so
kept
much.
Himself in amazing shape to be able to... still go out there and lead that thing. And a video I like to go back and watch from time to time is the like 8-minute audition they have for their new bass guy when they got rid of Jason Newsted and they brought on Robert Trujillo. and you see all these other dudes that were trying out. Like, one of them was...
That's in the documentary, right?
Yeah.
Is it
Some Kind of Monster?
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
I don't think I've seen it.
You
I've
need
just
to.
Seen
it's
that part.
Real good.
But, like, the basis for Alanis Morissette was trying out, and just all these different random guys. And
they brought in Les Claypool, and they're like, you're too good for this band. We don't want you to upstage us.
But, yeah, I'm going to be waiting, because I imagine those dudes are going to be on tours every year, because it probably makes them so much money that if they come through Dallas next year, I'll have to check them out, because it seems like such a fun live show.
Hell yeah, man. I love Metallica.
And Daddy, book James Hetfield for us.
I'll take any of them. Yeah, Lars seems a little too elite, but...
We can talk Napster.
Yeah.
Lars.
Lars is a bit of a D.
He kind of seems like he can be... Maybe I just... And also, I viewed Metallica at one point through the eyes of South Park, because South Park really loved to go at Metallica, because they were, like, Lars was huge on making sure you didn't download music. But I don't know. I like going through my 36-year-old Metallica phase. It's fun.
Whose idea was it for Whom the Bell Tolls?
I think Lando.
That rocked.
I think it was Lando. But we're always taking suggestions for the next one. We've done System of a Down.
Mm-hmm.
Now Metallica.
Beyonce next.
Maybe we'll all dangle over
Do
over
16
the crowd.
Characters.
All right. There's Rodek.